Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, we are continuing in the Mishnah Yomi for the 24th of Nisan, for Monday, in the 8th Perek of Kilayim. We just started the 8th Perek of Kilayim yesterday with a little recap of the various kinds of Kilayim, and then moving into Kilay Behema, two animals together, and the Yisurim about breeding two different animals, or working with two different animals, or having two different animals pull a wagon or similar for you. Now we're continuing in Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah. Hamanhig Sofig Esar Boim. The one who's leading two different animals, Kilay Behema, absorbs 40 lashes. Now it's not Davka 40, it's actually 39. Chazal learned out that it's actually 39 lashes and not 40. But Yoshev Bekaron, and somebody sitting on the wagon that's being pulled by two different animals, so if I guess Rabbi, it's Kilayim D'oraisa, we're going to whip him. Rabbi Meir Poter. Rabbi Meir says he's Poter, he's only sitting in the wagon. If he's not holding the reins or the ropes or guiding the animals or yelling at the animals to move, then it's a lav she'ein bo maise, ein loki, and he hasn't really done anything physically to make them move. There's a famous story told, and I believe it's about the Chasam Sofer, or the Chatam Sofer, that he was in a wagon being pulled by two horses, and one of the horses broke down. It was a radiator or something. So the driver went to town, and he couldn't find a horse, and he came back with a mule. And the Chasam Sofer got very happy about this, because he had the opportunity to get out of the wagon to avoid doing the Isser Deraisa of Kilay Behema. And he had never had that opportunity before in his life. And he was very happy to avoid being in such a wagon about to be pulled by two different animals. The Mishnah continues, Ashlichis Shikashura Litsua Asura. A third animal that's tied to the rope of the wagon, it's Asur. Now, that's a chiddush, because you usually use only two animals to pull a wagon or pull your Ford or whatever it is when the Ford breaks down. Usually really need two animals, but sometimes you tie a third one on. It's not really helping, but you're sort of training it. It's sort of, it's extra horsepower that you don't really need to pull the wagon. But even so, if it's with a different species of animal, that's Asur. Mishnah Dalad. En kosher netasus lo litzdide hakaron lo l'achar hakaron. If you have your two animals, two mules, for instance, pulling a wagon, you don't tie a horse, not even to the side or even after the wagon, even though it's not in front of the wagon pulling the wagon with the ropes, but it's tied to it. It can sometimes provide some guidance or support or pushing to the wagon, so that's asur as kilayim, kilay behema. V'lo at luv dekim legmolim. And you can't tie this luv deki animal along with camels. Now, this is it resembles a camel, but it's actually some form of large donkey. It's like the extra large, extra grumpy donkey. And the Gemara famously says the kick of this animal is very dangerous and usually deadly. But it resembles a camel, but it's actually a form of a donkey. So it would be kilayim with a donkey, with a camel, rather. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol noladi min asus, anything born out of a horse, afo pi shevi en chamor, even though his father is a donkey, that's not an insult, it's just his father's a donkey. Mutarim zeim ze, as long as the mother is a sus, then the mule born from the mother is a sus, those are mutter to interbreed, and to work, and to pull together. Chen noladi min a chamor, or a mule that's born from a female donkey. Even though their father is a horse and their mother is a donkey, as long as the mothers are all donkeys, mutarin zeim ze. Aval bat noladim min asus and noladim mechamor asurim zeim ze. So mules actually come in two types. There are mules where the mother is a horse. There are mules where the mother is a donkey. And they're both called mules in our language and even in the Gemara, but they're distinct. They're actually two different species, legabe the halacha of kilay behema, and they have some physical differences that you can tell them apart if you're careful, if you're aware of, if you're familiar with mules and donkeys and horses, you can tell apart a mule that had his mother as a horse and a mule whose mother was a donkey, and they are kilayim. They cannot be bred or worked or pulled together. Shkoyach Rabosai.